think it's going to be a little distracting.
Well, let's try one.
Check, check. How's that?
That I can live with. You can move it over towards the middle if you want. But that other one just so, yeah. Is that pretty much the level you'll have out there in the house? Is a mandolin on? And the guitar. About the banjo, is it Oika? All right, sounds like it's on. What the heck? Turn this back around. Let me see what it's got. You think that's the way to go? 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. All right, I'll go with you, man. Let's do it. I love it. Hello, fans of the Sunshine Bluegrass Boys. I'll be your MC today. Unless there's a professional in the audience. Is there? No, I'm it. I'm your guy. Okay. These boys have been at it for a good 28 years now. They've been playing longer than they've been alive. It's a blast to hook back up after so much time. Who wrote this song?
Thank you. Not sure.
Okay. We'll do it anyway.
Okay.
How come you do me like you do?
Thank you.
heart of mine is made of timber.
This heart of mine is made of stone. Like a breeze across the mountains when you're walking all alone. When you're walking all alone.
This heart of mine,
this heart of mine is made of steel. It won't turn toward another when your wind's on the hill.
When your wind's
on the hill. This heart of mine is made of gold. It will shine like a candle when your world is dark and cold.
When your world is dark and cold.
Hey, like that banjo. The best sound a banjo can make is when it hits the bottom of a dumpster.
Just teasing, Ron.
That's our guy, Ron Rimmer, on the five-string banjo. Give it up for Ron. Over here on the guitar, the man with the golden throat, the man with the fretted throat, Joey May.
And over on the bass, electric Fender bass this afternoon, because he's so lazy to play the big upright bass. We still love him. Alan Waters. And last but certainly not least, one of the world's greatest mandolin, fiddle, guitar, mandocello, and the list just goes on. Let's really hear it for Mike Marshall.
We're going to send this out to Vassar Clements, one of our heroes. He was from Florida, and he really played the fiddle, and he had one of the most unique sounds ever created on the instrument. Didn't write a lot of tunes, but he's on many, many, many records that we all love, and he was one of those guys that he would hang out at a festival like this and just pick with everybody all weekend long. It didn't matter whether they were famous or not. So we've, as young kids, he really took us under his wing and gave us that support that's so important at that age. So send us out to you, Vassar. Thank you. Lonesome Fiddle Blues. Thank you. We love Steve Goodman, and great songwriter from Chicago. And we'll do a tune of his right now about a wonderful city that's having a pretty rough time of it right now. Actually, it's about a train, but the train is named after the city of New Orleans. If we ever do this again, we'll memorize the dadgum lyrics. We think of this as a trial run. Every 28 years, we're going to get together.
City of New Orleans. Talk about a pocket full of friends. they call the city of New Orleans. Gone 500 miles when the day is done. Yeah, I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Have done a lot of Newgrass songs, Newgrass Revival songs. How many people have heard of the Newgrass Revival? Everybody.
They were all in the band.
They were also some of the heroes that we really chased after and tried to play their songs. So, of course, you guys, most of you know Sam Bush then, if you know about the Newgrass Revival. And Mike and Sam have become really good friends, which is really cool for him. One day he'll introduce us.
You mean for Sam or for me?
For Sam.
We have had some fun, actually. He's a great guy. Another one of those guys that just is all about music. He likes to play.
So this is one of those songs that I guess we do it pretty much the arrangement like them. We didn't play like them because there's no way. But no, anyway. All right, you ready?
Why Freeliner?
Mexico ain't bad, Lord. People here, they treat you kind. Hey, Mexico ain't bad, Lord. People here, they treat you kind. Oh, my friend, life's gonna steal away my mind. Well, it's bad news from Houston. Half my friends have died. Oh, my friend, life's gonna steal away my mind. Oh, Lord, I'm gonna ramble till I get back to where I came.
Y'all like John Hartford? We'll do another John Hartford tune. Wrote so many great tunes, but the best one of them all, or at least one of the greatest records, was the steam-powered aeroplane. And actually, there was a band with he and Vassar Clements and Norman Blake, Tut Taylor, and they played very few gigs, but last year I was actually able to, I heard that they had been on the David Frost show in the 1970s, and with the beauty of the internet, I was able to track down the actual video of them on the David Frost show. So It's incredible, actually. It's TV as it should be, with John Hartford jumping over the couch to go backstage and get his guitar in the middle of the show, stuff like that. But great to see those guys playing together. I'd never dreamed I could ever get to see that, but we got to watch that later on tonight. I have it with me. You up for that? Okay, we'll have a little showing when it gets dark tonight. We'll all gather around my laptop. Is that okay? I think about three people can watch it at a time. Steam-powered aerial plane. Time to put the thumb to the five, as they say. Going to turn Ron Rimmer loose on a classic old Flatten Scruggs number. When Earl Scruggs picked up the banjo, everything changed from that moment on. Nobody played the banjo like him before him. It's hard to think of that style as incredibly modern and far out and far reaching and inventive, because now we think of it as, well, it's just the way you play banjo. That's bluegrass, right? And it's always been like that for hundreds of years, right? No. It started at a very specific moment when he was about 12 years old. And it broke open the cosmic banjo egg. Ron Rimmer, Dear Old Dixie. Thank you. Dalligan. Oh, we'll stick with the instrumental side of the Sunshine Bluegrass Boys. Those of you who didn't get to hear the history, we used to live in Florida many years ago. Some of us still do. And we used to play here around the state every weekend. All these beautiful festivals, just like this one. I don't know if there were more back in those days.
Yeah.
70, early 70s. And we made two records. One was for the Eagle Record Company. Old Leonard Needham ran the record company over there in Auburndale. Was it Auburndale? Eagle Lake. And when he would call you, he'd say, "Hello, this is Leonard at Eagle Lake Records." "Oh, yes, Leonard, what can I help you with?" And when you call him, he'd say, "Yes, Eagle Lake Transmission."
That's the truth.
That is pretty much it, isn't it? I'm not sure what he did. We paid for everything. He got his sticker on the record, I guess. That was the main thing. But Ron's family helped us a lot. They had a motorhome in Winnebago with our name painted on the side and everything. Used to make the gigantic buckets of fried chicken and grits, enough for four teenage boys for 4 days. What is that, about 17 chickens or something? And about seven.
Thanks goes out to the Rimmers. They were
amazing.
Very, very great folks, and we're very grateful to have had them carry us all over the place and take care of us. And thanks go out to our parents. Most of our parents are here today, and we really appreciate all the support they gave us through the years when we were playing. We were together 7 years. I don't know if you said that.
I didn't know that.
So, wow. 7 years. Mike didn't know it. So, thank you. Who else is here? Ted Locke is here.
Oh,
he was
man,
one of our
Ted
local
Locke?
Fiddle players that we looked up to.
Ted, I'm sorry to be playing the fiddle. If I'd have known you were here, I wouldn't have picked this next song.
Some wives and children are here. Raise your hand, wives and children. I don't remember that one. Let's see. Who else is here? We got some brothers in the crowd. Richard and Albert Marshall are here.
And with his flowers on his head. He's a professional, friends. He's a doctor.
And some other siblings are here. Alan's sister is here running the camera. Hello.
It's old home week.
Say,
okay, Kathleen.
Class of 19.
Yeah.
6? 70?
She looks familiar.
77. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's these two.
Yeah.
I was the bicentennial year. Mike was the year before that. So.
That's right. I'm the old man in the band. All right.
We got thank old you. Cecil McClellan over there, another friend of ours from Never Fade Bluegrass Group here, local guys. So anyhow, it's great to be home.
Never down, son.
I get that Easter.
Little Sally Gooden, what do you say?
Thank you.
How many did not hear us in the first set?
Oh, everybody for came your, back. Good.
I don't know if we said this, but it's been 28 years since we played together. And you probably noticed that, so.
We'll have to do it again, boys. What do you say? Y'all stick around. We're going to do a mandolin workshop after this with Josh Pinkham, our little firecracker from over in Odessa, who's kicking the fanny on the mandolin. And Dave Harvey's coming over from the Claire Lynch Band, so we're going to, I don't know what we're going to do, and those things always turn out to be the best when we don't know what we're going to do, where everybody gets to be surprised. But we'll end up with another tune that we learned from Newgrass Revival, but it actually goes back to Jimmy Martin. He rewrote this tune and used to do it. He used to do it back in the days when he would stick his guitar neck between the legs of the mandolin player while he was taking a solo. Yes, sir. It's a bluegrass tradition, friends. Thanks again. This is cool. Gotta do my time.
Oh, it's me.
Thank you. I'll swing it like John Henry all day long, Lord, Lord. Gotta do my time. I gotta do my time with an aching heart and a worried mind. Just a few more days. You know I'll settle down by right away, Lord, Lord. With that gal of mine. With that gal of mine. She'll be waiting for me. When I've done my time.
Help me, Jesus.
One more time. Ron Rimmer, Joey May, Alan Waters, Mike Marshall. We're the Sunshine Bluegrass Boys.
Sunshine Bluegrass Boys.
Take a bow. Take a bow, boys.
Take a bow.
Thank you so much.
I assume there's another band playing now.
Okay, folks, that was just great, wasn't it? That was some of the best stuff I've heard in decades. Literally. I'm a local boy chum from Crystal River. It's a good thing we all got together and made some living room sound music here. I think it worked for everybody. Okay.
Another tune?
Okay.
Now that we've settled all that, what do you say? Which one? Maggie.
Wow.
And it's a vocal song, really. Yeah. But you sing it?
No, I've got a touch of laryngitis today.
Okay. And, I do too.
If I didn't, it would be a little bit higher. Well, we can pick a little bit of it, though. Like,
sure.
I got like a bluegrass key. Kind
oh,
of,
wow. Key of B.
Key
sure,
of B,
man.
Maybe.
Oh,
looking, buddy. He and me on Amanda and Cello.
Yeah, baby.
Can I get a sticker for that, like a gold sticker?
Yeah, bring him a gold star for a B on Amanda Cello right there.
Josh, in 1 week he learned that. That's pretty impressive. Yes, ma'am.
This is a piece that I learned from a friend who was taking lessons with Jethro, and I think you'll recognize it.
Jethro was an amazing mandolin player. Really brought the swing and jazz language into the mandolin. Yeah. One of the first guys to do that. He was actually married to Chet Atkins, and he were married to twin sisters. So I think they hung out a lot, exchanged some ideas.
You know, Jethro told me one time, everybody asks us how we tell the sisters apart, and I tell them I never try.
once again, Dave Harvey, Josh Pinkham,
Mike Marshall, everybody.
Mike Marshall.
Thank you all for coming. Mandolin Mania.
Thank you. I was glad to be part of that. Okay, folks, we've been to Mandomania. You know what's coming next. It's time to turn this place into Fiddletown. So give us a minute while we change to Fiddletown.